magical objects. I've always been enchanted by the idea of a magic rug. This may have more to do with Aladdin-esque fantasies than optical illusions, but plenty of designers have explored the rug as a starting point for illusions. Faig Ahmed is an artist from Azerbaijan whose works examine stereotypes and explore traditional crafts, many of which are variations on the rug. HAL 2016, in the NGV collection and supported by Sarah Morgan and Andrew Cook, creates the illusion that the rug is melting down the wall, exploring the otherness of materials, such as wax, as if they were textiles. Other works by Ahmed show the rug distorted, Expansion, George Washington University Museum and Textile Museum, Washington DC 2011, Pixelated, DNA 2016, or Doused in Oil, Fuel, Art Institute of Chicago, Chicago 2016. Other works again treat a material as if it is another kind of material, like Daniel Arsham's works in the series Hidden Figures 2020, supported by Lottie and Victor Smorgon Fund, and Barry Janes and Small Cross, one of which distorts the walls as if they were made of fabric or cloth with figures underneath, and one of which has two figures hidden under cloth as separate sculptures. In each case, the forms of these figures are inspired by paintings in the NGV collection, Giambattista Tiepolo's The Banquet of Cleopatra, 1743-44, and Nicolas Regnier's Hero and Leander, c. 1625-26. The idea is that one male and one female figure from each painting has been released and is hidden under white cloth. In another work in the NGV collection, also supported by Lottie and Victor Smorgon Fund and Barry Janes and Paul Cross, Falling Clock 2020, Arsham creates the illusion that a wall clock is being caught by the fabric of the wall, as if the wall has become fabric and created a pocket for the clock. UK designer Paul Coxage's work is full of tricks and illusions as well, most of which he does not reveal, like any good magician. He has created several installations, including Burrasque Dior 2022 and Burrasque 2011, where he creates the illusion of a falling cascade of white sheets of paper curled in the air as if caught by the wind, suspended in time. Each one is actually an LED light, and the effect is beautiful. Other works of Coxedge's seem to defy gravity, such as his steel table Poise 2013, also inspired by a curling sheet of paper that looks like it couldn't possibly stay upright, but is carefully weighted so as to be perfectly stable. Architectural illusion. Oki Sato, like M.C. Escher, studied architecture originally before becoming a designer, and his architectural training can be seen in Nendo's incredible collaboration with the NGV, Escher times Nendo Between Two Worlds. This 2018-19 exhibition was full of illusions. More than 150 of Escher's works, including drawings and prints of his impossible objects and buildings, were on display, while Nendo was commissioned to create 11 objects, plus a series of larger site-specific installations in response to Escher. Nendo's larger scale installations include two-dimensional wallpapers and projected illusions on the gallery walls and floor, black metal pipes that create the outline of houses from various viewpoints, an oversized chandelier made of three-dimensional houses, and a huge installation that filled an entire gallery space with a grid of houses, black and white simple structures with roofs that appear in various stages of opening. Last but not least was a shrinking corridor, again in the form of a house with a roof, using forced perspective. In this exhibition, Nendo's works created the perfect, playful and immersive spaces to accompany Escher's sometimes intensely detailed works and show how two-dimensional illusions can be treated architecturally. Historically, architects have long toyed with perspective in their buildings, but none more so than 16th century Italian architect Palladio. His Villa Capra, or La Rotunda, a private house inspired by ancient Roman architecture, was the physical manifestation of his ideal proportions based on mathematics, which he published in his book Quattro Libri, 1570. While La Rotunda has become a must-visit building for architects around the world, It is his Teatro Olimpico, probably one of the oldest surviving examples of a theatre set that uses forced perspective, that is perhaps most astonishing. Inspired by the ruins of ancient Roman theatres, the stage is designed as an outdoor building with seven entrances decorated with classical statues. The elliptical terraces of the auditorium mean that every seat in the theatre is facing the stage straight on. Unfortunately, Palladio died just after construction began on the project, with architect Vincenzo Scamozzi taking over. And it was Scamozzi's design, inspired by Palladio, that creates the real illusion, a set of seven wooden stucco hallways that get smaller and smaller so that it seems you're looking down long streets of a city, not a few metres of stage. This was the first use of forced perspective in a theatre set, a practice that became popular during the Renaissance and is still used today. Thankfully, the original set was never demolished, and it is still possible to see it intact in the Italian town of Vicenza. A new exhibition drawn from the NGV collection, Freedom of Movement, explores art that moves or creates the illusion of movement. Several of the works in this exhibition are illusions, including Nendo's 50 manga chairs, Martin Bass's grandfather clock, and Daniel Arsham's hidden figures and fallen clock mentioned above. As an undergraduate philosophy student, I was always most fascinated by philosophers who talked about the very experience of human perception. The German phenomenologist philosopher Edmund Husserl, writing in the early 20th century, asked us to consider in detail what we actually see instead of what we think we see. In his Cartesian Meditations, he undertakes the, quote, phenomenological task of describing consciousness concretely, end quote. Optical illusions also make you question what you see and make you question what is real and what is not. In some sense, they turn you into a philosopher, someone who questions rather than someone who takes things for granted. So while some may dismiss optical illusions as mere trickery, the reality is that they are fascinating because they unsettle us. They make us stop and think and consider the true nature of perception and reality.